The date of a death sometimes takes on extraordinary significance. For example, Thomas Jefferson and John Adams both died on the 4th of July. The great magician Harry Houdini left this life 70 years ago tomorrow. Houdini's enduring fame is probably due in about equal parts to his skill and to his self-promotion. He was born in Budapest, Hungary, as Eric Weiss. He grew up in the Midwest and in New York City, one member of a large family. Young Eric Weiss tried his hand at many things, gravitating eventually toward the life of an escape artist and conjurer. He publicized his shows by successfully escaping from hundreds of local jails. Houdini had himself manacled and thrown into rivers, bobbing to the surface, unchained within minutes. By the time of his death, Houdini was known around the world for his stunts on the stage and off, a master of cunning and endurance. Commentator Kenneth Silverman has written about Houdini's life and about his premature death, caused in part by the magician's reputation for bravado and superhuman strength.
Around noon on October 22, 1926, Houdini was in his dressing room at a Montreal theater. Lying on a couch, he chatted with three students from McGill University. One of them, a ruddy six-footer named Whitehead, had a question. He wanted to know if it was true that Houdini could take the hardest punches to his stomach. "Would you mind if I delivered a few blows to your abdomen?" he asked. Houdini's escapes were gut-wrenching. He had kept his little Hercules physique tuned for them by years of running, swimming, and acrobatics. But he was now 52, and for more than a week he had limped through his 2.5-hour program in a splint and leg brace. His ankle had snapped during an Albany performance of the water torture cell escape as he was being hoisted upside down on a pulley. Yet he accepted the student's challenge, as he had so many others. Hovering over Houdini, elbow bent, Whitehead began forcibly punching him in the stomach. The shots caught Houdini as he started to rise off the pillows, bolstering him. According to later sworn testimony, another student protested, "Hey there, you must be crazy. What are you doing?" At that evening's performance, Houdini retired to his couch during intermissions in a cold sweat. After the show, he was unable to dress himself. He completed his Montreal engagement next evening, then with his assistants caught a late-night train to begin a run in Detroit. On board, though, he experienced severe stomach pains. He managed in the morning to reach the Detroit Statler Hotel, but for a half hour he shook with chills. Still, he was determined to go on for opening night. At curtain time, his temperature was 104. When he left the stage after Act One, he fell down. He revived, gave the rest of his show, and collapsed again. Next afternoon, October 25th, Houdini's appendix was removed at Grace Hospital. It had ruptured and produced peritonitis. Doctors gave him an experimental serum and 4 days later operated again, but the sepsis had taken over his system. "I can't fight anymore," he told his brother. He died at 1:26 p.m. on the 31st, a Sunday. Newspapers throughout the United States carried daily bulletins on Houdini's condition, and his ordeal set off controversy. A professor at McGill denied that Houdini had met with any students. Some physicians expressed doubt that a punch could trigger acute appendicitis, which after all resulted from a bacterium. The New York Graphic charged the Detroit hospital staff with criminally causing Houdini's death by overtreatment and surgical gouging. They demanded an investigation. Spiritualist mediums reported that their circles had been receiving the message, "Houdini is doomed, doomed, doomed." The fate of Houdini's corpse was no less bizarre. When his stage equipment was packed and sent back to New York, a bronze coffin that he used for a buried-alive escape became temporarily lost in a Detroit warehouse. Once located, it was used to ship home his body, then to inter it. By instructions he left in his will, he was buried with his head cradled on a black bag full of his mother's letters to him. A proper Halloween passage, I'd say, with a magic master billed as American self-liberator, Europe's eclipsing sensation, world's handcuff king, and prison breaker.
Kenneth Silverman talking about Harry Houdini, who died 70 years ago tomorrow on Halloween. Silverman is a professor of English at New York University and the author of Houdini, The Career of Eric Weiss.